a snapshot from the Jim Bass era at Piper Aircraft. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Jim Bass recently wrapped up 6 years as CEO of Piper Aircraft, following the company's purchase by Imprimis. There were a number of noteworthy milestones in his tenure at the helm, among which were a significant agreement with economic development agencies which enhanced the company's economic setting in Vero Beach, the collaboration with Honda, and the sale to Imprimis itself. But the one that aviation buffs will remember is the announcement of the Piper Jet, which started a significant new branch in the family tree of a legacy aviation manufacturer. On September 17, 2006, as NBAA 2006 was just getting underway, Jim Bass talked with ANN's Jim Campbell about the Piper Jet project, just after announcing it to members of the Malibu Mirage Owners and Pilots Association. Today, an audio snapshot of an exciting moment in recent Piper history.
Jim, we started hearing concrete rumors of what was expected from a Piper Jet right after the MOPA convention just a few weeks back. Can you tell me how this project was presented to that membership and what kind of feedback you got from a consumer group that obviously is going to be pretty discriminating?
We were honored and proud to first disclose this product to MOPA membership out in Colorado Springs a month ago. The reaction was overwhelming excitement. In fact, we had done several fencing groups, and the name of the jet was actually, the MOPA membership participated in the naming of the jet. And it's very simply put, it's the Piper Jet. And that was the overwhelming favorite of the MOPA membership. The reaction from the crowd there was just really inspiring, and we were delighted to first present it to the MOPA membership as a way of kicking this off.
By the way, when you talk about release date and a production date of 2010, there's a lot of technology we're going to see between now and then. I don't have to tell you, as the head of one of GA's preeminent manufacturing operations, just how turbulent the last couple of years has been in regards to technological growth and the influx of all manner of new technologies. But the instrument panels, the cockpits that we're flying right now are very different from what they were just a couple of years ago. If you're selecting a panel now, though, how do you guarantee that by the time 2010 rolls around that you're not only state-of-the-art, but you're the state-of-the-art that you know your customers deserve?
Currently, we're working with the world's leading avionics manufacturers to identify and integrate what will be the most advanced, cutting-edge, and integrated avionics available when the Piper Jet delivers in 2010. We really thought we had a very, very good idea on what the demand was for certain features or performance. We've been working really, really hard on coming up with a design that can meet those needs. We've assembled an extraordinary team of design and manufacturing engineers to put together what we think is a design that has got all of these features in place. Now, there's always trade-off between speed, range, and full fuel load capacity, but we think we have the blend just right. As far as the performance, you have to remember that we are building on a foundation of a very, very successful airframe already. If you can imagine a Meridian frame, a bit stretched, with the engine mounted on the tail, with a much more luxurious interior, you're going to see a very fabulous, outstanding product that we know is going to hit the sweet spot. As far as the actual design, you know, we're looking at some very advanced techniques, some of which are in practice here already at Piper, but that we can definitely get the performance that we're stating with these numbers.
Can you tell me a little bit more about runway requirements? Do you have that nailed down yet?
We don't. That's one area that we're still working on. I can tell you this is meant as a personal jet, and it will fulfill that mission.
Outstanding. Jim, while I've got you here, obviously you folks really shook the world up a couple of months ago at Oshkosh in regards to the relationship that you disclosed with the Honda folks. Can you tell us a little bit about what we might expect at NBAA between Piper and Honda?
Yeah, our relationship with Honda continues to grow and develop and become even more collaborative. At this show, we will be announcing that we will be co-distributing both the Piper Jet and the Honda Jet through a common network of dealers. We're really, really proud of our dealer network. As a result of distributing the Honda and Piper Jet together, we think that we will be able to deliver a new level of ownership and service experience that people are not accustomed to in our industry. And our goal is to provide our customers with unsurpassed service and quality of ownership. And we really want to embrace the customers into a new level of partnership. And we think that Honda and Piper partnering is going to be able to provide that service level that no one will be able to match.
We'll be back in a moment for more of our look back at the announcement of the Piper Jet with Jim Bass. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Today, we're remembering a highlight of the Jim Bass era at Piper Aircraft, the Piper Jet. The announcement of the jet, coming off several other significant new product announcements, put an exclamation point on the idea that Piper was back.
There were quite a few folks that were really willing to count Piper down and out a couple of years ago. Obviously, that's changed. What a difference a couple of years makes. How did this happen? Let's face it, Piper was, one of the big three, one of the companies that brought general aviation to where it is. But for many years, people kind of thought that Piper was just kind of going to maintain an even strain and do its own thing and work the general aviation market the way it had all along the way. However, there's a whole new aggressive line of thinking here, a whole new product line, alliances, you name it. This is not your dad's Piper. This is just a whole different ball of wax. How did this happen?
I think that we all in the industry have our challenges. However, it really boils down to three basic priorities. I came into my job a little bit over a year ago. Our first and number one priority has been our employees, because without the full backing and support of our employees, really nothing can be done. Really, it's about getting back to basics, giving people a real mission, a real passion about coming to work, about feeling part of a company that's got direction, that's got ideas for the future, and also respects everybody's ideas. It's about honoring the men and women here at Piper and engaging them in the process. And I think we've been very successful at doing that. That is really the springboard to moving to the next priority, which is our customers. No business can exist without customers. We really want to focus on really having the happiest, most satisfied customers that we possibly can. And our mission is to really make our customers feel like they love working with and buying Piper's products. That's about as much about quality of the product as it is about the service and also the attitudes of our people that work here. And our third priority is our shareholders. We have a business to run, and it's critical that we run the business in a fashion that can provide a return on the investment. I think by just getting back to basics, realizing how important it is to energize the people here at Piper and then deliver a better than expected performance to our customers is about how we're getting it right. And there's no guarantees. I mean, there's always things that can come up. There's always challenges that can put obstacles in your way. But it's about dusting yourself off, getting up, and moving on. We've had a lot of challenges here at Piper in the past. We've had hurricanes, some product issues. We've had all kinds of challenges. But through it all, the employees here have never broken. They've bended, but they've never broken, and they're very flexible. And now I think we have actually electrified the workforce, and I hope now our customer base with this announcement of PiperJet. And this is a glimpse into the future, and we just hope that customers overwhelmingly respond by really coming back to the company that has brought more legends to this industry than any other manufacturer.
The old Chinese proverb says, "May you live in interesting times." Some people create their own. Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. Jim Bass is the former CEO of Piper Aircraft. We're waiting to hear word about his next chapter. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.